So the issur of mafshe is to remove the skin of the animal, obviously when it's not alive anymore. So we said if the skin is needed, it's a malacha b'sukha l'gufa. You need the skin. If you don't need the skin, it's still also to do is an issur b'drabono. It can apply to any animal, kosher, non-kosher, fish, birds, chickens, any animal that has got skin on. If you take it off, that's a problem. And we said also, if someone peels off part of the skin, that's also a problem of mafshit. You don't have to pull the whole lot off. As long as some of it comes off, that's also a problem of mafshit. Then we said removing scales from fish, that is not mafshit. Mafshit has to be only the actual skin which adheres to the body. But scales which are on the skin, when you take that off, that is not a problem of mafshit. Then we said also, interesting, that once the food's been cooked, a moshel, a chicken or birds, what? Oh, can't boil, hopefully, yeah. What, I thought when you do mafshit? Yeah, that could be.
It's
like peeling. It's the same head as peel. I don't want you to do it. Are you going to eat the skin? Depends what you're doing. If you're going to eat the skin, so the mice, it's like taking the psoilus off the oikon, which is mutter. You have to do. I don't know why someone should do it. Scales are cooking. Maybe you take the scales off. I don't know. I just asked someone today, actually, upon the paper. He said to me, the mice, that salmon, for example, people eat with the skin on.
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. And what? Skin of the salmon, it's cooked.
And you eat the skin itself?
Yeah. Half of the salmon,
but they
cooked
and fried. Yeah, he said the master. Fried. Yeah, he was telling me he fried. The whole market is fried. The master, you can have it cooked.
My hair is basic.
Really?
Yeah. Try it.
Bring the salmon. Go. I might take it up and I'll be careful.
No problem.
So that was what we said about. So when we said once it's been cooked, then we said the chiddush. And I said, Shulchan says that once the food's been cooked, it's got a chiddush. It's like boiling. It's just like Derek Akida's mutter to take off the peel. Who are din, says the Orach HaShulchan, that if you take off the skin after it's been cooked, it's like also the same head. Mafshit is mutter, just like Buru's mutter. Here it is. The Maestro, others learn it's different. Ramosha said the straw that once you cook it already, it becomes already detached a little bit. It doesn't stick so well anymore to the flesh. And since it's not stuck so well to the flesh anymore, it's no issue of mafshit. Mafshit when it's completely attached very well. Now, actually, me to the base of Shlita, taking the skin off is a big avoid, actually. I mean, you see how it comes off. Quite an avoid of taking off. I mean, it goes by a machine, but it must be quite a job. And others say it's got an oichel. Once it's been cooked, it's got the shame, it loses its shame skin. It becomes a, what do you call it, it becomes a din of an oichel already. Now we said, when is relevant? The only time we can think about this being relevant is on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you have raw fish. So a woman wants, before she cooks it, she wants to take the skin off. That, the chayre, we thought, should be a problem of mafshit. But we said it's not, because just like on Yom Tov, Shochet is mutter, who are then mafshit, also mutter. That's what we said. Then we said, the only thing also you have to worry about is boira. That's the chayre, taking the skin off, the mafshit. That means, even let's say it's cooked. So the chayre, once it's cooked, we said there's no issur of mafshit. What about the issur of boira? So we made a distinction like this yesterday. We said, fish skin, which you're not going to eat. So let's go back one little stage first. We said the chiddush yesterday from the Mishnah Berurah that the moshel apple skin, to take the skin of an apple, is not, the Mishnah Berurah says, the problem of boira. Even though many people eat the skin of an apple, therefore you could call it minechot. The Mishnah Berurah says it's called two minim. Since some people are mabit to take the skin off, we look at it as two minim, and therefore one can only take the skin of an apple off. Not with a keli, and only stomach asudah. You must do it stomach asudah. It's like a heta or clipper, like a peel. You can take the peel off, but it must be stomach asudah. A chicken skin, that was the chiddush. Ramosha says, he was talking about roasted chicken, and Ramosha says that about people eat roasted chicken, so it looks like the skin is part of the meat, and it's all called one min. We just said yesterday that could be when Ramosha wrote it's true, and many people used to eat it. Nowadays, I think a lot more people don't eat chicken skin. A lot of people, people do eat it, but a lot of people don't. And therefore, the chur is the same as apple peels. Therefore, the chur, why should you do it? Stomach soda. That's what we said. Okay, let's move on to here, the next malacha. That's one malacha done, very quick mafshit, a quick malacha. The next one's ma'abid. So you think, where's ma'abid nagei on Shabbos? Oh, so it comes, actually, it's interesting. Yeah, ma'abid comes where it's relevant. It could be, actually, where it comes to food. Actually, you're going to see that it looks like. Well, let's start from the beginning. What was ma'abid? What was the malacha of ma'abid? So ma'abid is taking the skin. In English, it's called the hides, I think. Is that right? The hides, on the skin, they are very perishable. They get ruined very easily. So what normally, they decompose very quickly. So what happens normally is, in order to stop it rotting and everything, they have to be treated. The way to treat them is to preserve them. Preserving the skins that they don't go rotten is called the malacha ma'abit. And there's a few ways of preserving the skin. There's different ways you can do it. I wrote down over here. One is called curing. Curing. Yes, spelled C-U-R. Curing. What's curing? That is, you put the hides into salt, or they're soaked into some brine solution. That apparently dehydrates the skin, which apparently stops it decomposing. So to do that on Shabbos is the malacha ma'abit. Hu'adin, there's another stage after that. After that's been done, there's another stage called actual tanning. Tanning is after this process has been done, what's it called, curing?
Curing.
Now after the stage of curing, what you do is you clean it off, all the hairs and everything, and then it's soaked again in stronger solution. And then it's stretched and flattened out, the skin. And then you've got something called finishing. That's the third stage. The leather is made soft by applying oils into it, and you soften the leather. Any one of those stages on Shabbos is the Issa of Ma'abit. Okay, so we're going to say, where is it relevant to us? Which is a good question, okay? It's not really so relevant. I must say, I remember when I went to see how the tefillin were made, he told me that's mamish what they do, actually, with the skins. They put it in a very strong solution, actually. That's mamish ma'abit, actually. Put it in... The tefillin. You see how they make tefillin? So the ma'asi, he told me that he makes everything, when I went to see him, he told me he makes everything there. One thing he doesn't make there, actually, is the skin. He doesn't have the skin put in this solution, because it's got a very bad smell, apparently, so you can't have it in a built-up area. It must be a very strong solution, obviously. So he said that they don't have in the area of mamish itself. That out there. So a person were to do that on Shabbos, and once you put the skin in this solution, that's the beginning stage of ma'abit. That's mamish ism in the Torah. There, you're doing it for mamish benefit. You want the skin to use for a klaf or for whatever it is. That's mamish ism in the Torah. Now, where's it relevant to us? I'll tell you why. Because some showing you there, some possible hold that even to enrich an old leather is also an act of ma'abit. That means one's got leather which has been treated, and he wants to treat it again. He wants to either revive it or do something to it. That is also, according to many Rishonim, that is a problem also of Ma'abit. Others disagree, but the Ma'aseh Minig is to be machmir on this point. Therefore, even if one's got leather which has already been treated, to redo it, to put something into it again, to make it, refresh it, is also a question of Ma'abit. Hu adin, to bend or rub leather to soften it, and make it usable as also. Now, where's that relevant? So, apparently, when a person buys new shoes sometimes, for example, sometimes the back of the shoe is a bit stiff. The interesting point is the leather is a bit stiff. So, what do you do? There's a few solutions. Oh, very good. So, what you do is you bend it. I can see you've had trouble with your shoes. Somewhere. I don't know which shoe shop you go to. But, there's an interesting point, Mr. Meister. So, it's a bit hard. The back is a bit hard. It's hard leather. So what do you bend it backwards and forwards. That's what I wrote over here as well. You might say bend it backwards and forwards the number of times to soften it. That, the chayr, is an issa of ma'abit. It's a deraisa, it's questionable. When it's mamish deraisa.
What do you mean?
Where are you
using leather?
They use skins. They put the cover of the mishkan, the tapestry, the ureas.
Skin.
The ureas oil. They use the ureas. They use the ureas to cover the thing. So it was a part of the... the Irish Angler, well, on top of the Mishkan, that was what was got there.
Yes.
So that was Mamish, then you used it in there, that was a problem. Hu adin, I didn't know this, but maybe you could tell me if I'm correct, but you could buy a spray to soften leather. So that, the Chayyot also want to spray, I don't know what you do with it. It's an interesting point here, is that it's a proper shoe already, yeah? So the shoe has been treated, I'm just not sure why, what's that? Why is it at the back of the heart and the rest? Is it thicker at the back? What happens? Why is it harder at the back? What? More than the rest of the shoe?
Narrow bend.
The mice of the Matthias is that people bend it over and bend it backwards and forwards. That bending backwards and forwards, the chur is you're softening the leather, that could be a serious problem of Ma'abin on Shabbos. That's the first serious problem with Shabbos. And who I did to spray that area to soften. You can buy something when you buy a pair of shoes. Sadly, actually, you bought a pair of shoes somewhere. So, of course, they're very nice, the shopkeeper. They said, do you want to buy the spray? You know, to do what he does, that spray. But the mice, they want you to buy the spray for the shoe to soften it or enrich it or whatever. That could also be a problem of Ma'abit.
But if you
I think you're saying this year, man. You're always one step ahead of me. Your mom is one step ahead of me. The next thing is an interesting point. Very good. The Moshe put a shoe, what's it called? A shoe tree. A shoe, not shoe hole. I don't know why it's called a shoe tree. Why is it called a shoe tree? Yeah, I wonder if I'm coming to. What's a shoe tree? I wonder. There's two things. In the olden days, the good old-fashioned days, they used to have something you put in. I remember it was like a metal strip and a piece of wood. A piece of wood at the front. You put it into your shoe and you had a very tight pressure on your shoe. Bent. It's very, very tight pressure. That is a bit of an issue, could be. Because that... Now, again, if your shoe's in good shape... Have, do you sell these things, actually? No, it's interesting. I'd like to know. So what, you sell the plastic ones or the wooden ones? Oh, the plastic ones, they weren't much shorter, the plastic ones. The plastic ones are much better. The wooden ones, the good old-fashioned ones, were very, very tight. One was somewhere in the rain, for example, and his shoes got wet, and they started bending, for example, yeah? So imagine, what you do is you come home and you take, change your socks, if you have to. You've got to hold your shoes, whatever. You have to change your socks, and now you take your shoes off, and you put this shoehorn in, well, not shoehorn, shoe tree inside. Now, that could be a serious problem again, because you're making the shape, bending it back to the shape. I mean, if it's been ruined, your shoe a bit. I mean, if your shoe's not being ruined, then you're just putting it in to preserve it, that it doesn't start bending, that's no problem of ma'abit. But if your shoe is already bent, and you now put this shoe tree inside, in order to keep it, to bend it back again, and keep it in that position, that is a serious shoe of ma'abit. Yeah, you mustn't straighten, you must. Yeah, but you mustn't do that, Shabbos. That's also about you're treating the leather, you're making the leather, you're stretching the leather, really, yeah? You're affecting the, what you're doing is really you're stretching the leather. That's ma'abid. Ma'abid is anything you do to improve the state of the leather. And it could even be a shabbat makapalas. If you can't wear the shoe because it's so bent up, and now you straighten it out, then the chur, you've got a shabbat makapalas, maybe. What do you say? That's not called ma'abid. It depends where you are. I find it a very hard case to understand, actually. I must tell you the truth. Because normally, when you're wearing your shoes, they don't bend up when you're wearing them. So what's that? You've taken them off and they started bending, or what? Yeah, that if it hasn't bent yet, then the chose no shider. Yeah, that could be. That's the point. So if someone's gone to the rain, he's got very wet shoes, got wet socks and everything. Are you allowed to walk with wet socks in the street? Well, I'm Tuskita. Well, wearing it, you're right. Wearing a beggar, you're quite right with that point. Shy about, are you allowed to, if someone's got a wet beggar, is he allowed to handle it? He's not allowed to handle a wet beggar. Because with goes, he might squeeze out. That's a special kiddush, though. If you're wearing a wet beggar, you're not going to take it off. First, you'll be stuck in the middle of the street with no clothes on. That's number one. But even that Chazal never made a gzera while you're wearing clothes that you might squeeze out. But if you're walking with wet socks in the street and you can hear a scrunch, or not a scrunch, what it's called, a squelch, that's one of the words. So you can hear the water coming in and out the whole time. The chayyim are doing an act of skita. So do we tell you to stay in the rain?
Just take him off.
Well, can you carry on walking? So that we spoke about once upon a time, and the reason why you have to carry on walking is that it's an interesting thing, because it's a situation like Michele, it's going in and out the whole time, and maybe it's not called proper skita, it's kalachayyad. It's not a normal way of schita, it's a different way of doing it, and therefore that is allowed to be done. But the Maisa, once you get home, I think we said, the Chayyim wants to take the shoes off. Who I did on the carpet, the Moshe? Someone had the Shaila once told when we learned this, and Sukkah, his roof had a hole in it, and the Maisa, his Sukkah roof, the rain came through, and the carpet got very wet. So you've got the same problem now. When you walk on the carpet, it squares out. So the Maisa, you've got no other eights, sir, you're allowed to do it. But the Chayyim, if you can avoid it, you should do it. Coming back to here, so the person's got very wet shoes. And he wants to take it off. So if it hasn't started bending yet, then there's no problem to put even a strong shoe tree inside. If it started bending, then the chayr to put the strong shoe. I don't know if you can you get them still now. I haven't seen them around. They've normally got a plastic one. If you put the strong one, that could be a problem on Abid. The plastic ones are not so forceful. Those don't really do such a good job. Those are pashtus mutter to use on Shabbos. Unless mummy's it's bent already and your mummy's putting it in, would it help bend it back again? No, but you can adjust it to the size. It is, the wooden ones are very forceful. Yeah, but I think the metal ones are very, very forceful. The one with the wooden front is very, very forceful. It's got a lot of pressure. I wrote down here that the plastic ones haven't got so much pressure. They don't do the job as well as what you call it. But I still know the Messias. There's no is of achona to put. Let's say someone's not going to wear the shoe, comes home, and he's got a wet shoe. Sorry, he's come home and got a wet shoe, but he hasn't bent yet. Is there a problem to put the shoe tree inside and stop it bending? There's no is of achona. Achona is to prevent something happening, it's not achona. So if the shoe is perfect as it is, and you just want to stop it bending, that is not achona. If, however, the shoe has started bending already, and you want to put this shoehorn in to stop it, to scrap it out, that's much more of a problem. That's worse. That's much worse. That looks like it's problematic. Okay. That's the halachas of the shoehorn. And then finally, the other thing that is also here is... What's the shoe structure? But what do you put that in for? What are you doing that for? So what do you mean? It's too tight?
It's too tight.
Stretching a shoe is a malach. Yeah, stretching the shoe is problematic. That's mamish part of the malach ma'abi. Yeah, that's the problem. Who are din? I have to tell you, my friends, that shoe polishing could be a problem. What shoe polishing? So it depends. The liquid. I'm not talking about liquid. Let's talk about the greasy one. The greasy one enriches the leather. That could be a shad of abid. It's enriching the leather, even though the leather is good as it is. But you're enriching it. That could be a chelik of ma'abit, even though it's once before done. But to redo it, to put it on, it could be a problem. What other problem could be involved in the shoe polish? Could be marech if it's the blocks or whatever. That's a shad of marech. What other problem could there be? Tzveya. You've got a few malachas in one there. If it's a liquid one, the pastures, that's not ma'abit at all. It's not enriching the thing. It's a very slight film that comes out. If it's a waxy one, I think a liquid one is very, very schwach, really. It just takes a bit of a shine. I don't think it enriches the leather. Yeah, I don't know. It could be. And there's no mamareach. There could be a problem with tzveya, though. So shoe polishing, the ma'aseh is really the chora out of bounds for Shabbos. One shouldn't do that for Shabbos. So let me make a quick recap of what we said. And one other thing also, that ma'abed doesn't only apply to leather. It can apply to other materials as well. Like you said before we started, you're going to see, if not for the problem of ein ibud ba'oichel minatoira, there'd be a problem to minatoira to sort food. So it doesn't have to be dafka leather. So even the other materials that a person's got, you mustn't enrich the material, much like plastic or suede or anything like that. Could also be a problem if a person enriches it. That's also called affecting the material, which could be problematic. The kitzur, ma'abid is a malacha which is to do with tanning. Any process where you're doing something to the leather, you're stretching it, you're making it better, is a problem of ma'abid, and one should not do that on Shabbos. All right, so. Sorry.